Is this really a war? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This war metaphor for the BP oil leak keeps coming back, mostly from Governor Bobby Jindal.
We cannot afford this kind of bureaucracy. Our bottom line is, it is important that we treat this like a war. We use every resource we can. This oil threatens our very way of life.
But if this is a war, we've been awfully nice to the enemy, don't you think? What enemy gets to sit before Congress and say, I don't know, for 5 hours? Saddam Hussein didn't get a hearing like that. We didn't issue some subpoena for Mullah Omar. We gave them orders, and when they didn't obey, we bombed them. If this was really a war, we'd have told the head of BP, you have 1 month to stop that spill, and if you won't or can't stop it, we will seize and occupy all your facilities in American waters, then we'll remove your board of directors and remove you. Then the only question he'd have to answer would be, which spider hole do I hide in? But don't worry, BP, we have at least two members of Congress who know it's not entirely your fault. There's Michelle Bachmann.
The lack of effort by this administration to contain the spill has doomed the economy and wildlife of the Gulf Coast from an oil spill which could have been contained.
She blames our own American incompetence. And of course, there's Joe Barton.
I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown.
He apologized if anybody had misconstrued his comments, but I think people construed them all right. It sounds a lot like blame America. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.